Hey guys, how's it going? Kevin Reeves on a Wednesday. Not a Wednesday, on a Friday. I don't even know what day it is anymore. And I want to show you a cool project I'm working on. I've been working on this for about the past 2 days, actually, because this is really important for the work that I do, and I think for the work that others do as well. So I grabbed Addictive Drums for the Mac. And Addictive Drums is a fantastic drum library. It's got a fantastic sound to it. Real kind of brash, raw, earthy kind of sounds to their drums. Real non-digital. And I think it's great. And one of the problems that always happens with these plugins are the presets. Because what we do nowadays is we build a plugin window and we put a browse button in it where you browse for all the different presets. And 90% of the time, that is not accessible, especially on the Mac side. On the Windows side, you've got it a little easier because you got stuff like a Hotspot Clicker where you can get somebody to script that real quickly. And you've got all the OCR options. On the Mac side, we don't really have that, so we have to come up with other workarounds. So here's what I'm doing. The way this works, I'm going to turn VoiceOver up. The way this works is each preset that this thing browses for is this proprietary .ad preset extension. And they're in a folder. So you'll see, like, if, as I up and down arrow.
Luffy, July 9th, LED wide ray .ad preset. LED wide stereo .ad preset.
All right.
November 22nd.
LED wide stereo .ad preset. Okay. So what I do.
Light.
Okay, so I don't have any that are named.
LED low.
So I'm gonna grab this one called LED low.
LED low WFX got 80% content.
I'm gonna press return on it so I can rename it.
LED 80% period. LED low WFX.
I'm gonna cut the name to the clipboard. I'm gonna name it startup.
A. User preset.
So now I have a file called
startup got 80%.
Startup dot 80 preset.
Garage.
Go to GarageBand.
Addictive Drums.
And I'm gonna.
Menu. AU audio.
I'm going to a different plugin, so I'm unloading Addictive Drums, and I'm going to reload Addictive Drums.
Drums.
And what it's going to do is it's going to pull the preset called Startup, and so now we've got this Zeppelin-y type drum kit. So now I'm going to go down here to the
Save Instrument.
Save click that. I'm going to paste the name that I cut to the clipboard.
Paste.
And press Return. And voila, we have a new channel strip created with this new preset name. And so what I'm going to do is I'm collaborating all of these presets together into a giant zip that I'm going to put on the web for you guys. So for anybody that's using GarageBand or Logic for basic kind of work, you'll be able to use Addictive Drums. And you'll have access to all the presets and all the ad packs. The channel strips are blank, so there's no plugins on them or anything, just the Addictive Drums one. And it'll come up playing, and you'll be ready to rock. So that's the project I've been working on. Everybody's asking me about it. That's what we're working on. So when you're working on trying to make something accessible, think about, like, try to see if the plugin itself has, like, preset files that it pulls from when it tries to let you browse for stuff, and see if there's, like, a default one, and then go through and rename each of those to default, and then save it on your DAW as the name of that preset file, whatever it was originally called, and then delete the default. And so you keep going through there until you have all of them named and you've created a packet of presets that are accessible. All right, so with that, I'm out of here. Hopefully that clears things up. And you guys have a great day. Peace.